little mini weenie mobile.
What was actually? This is Bob.
Hello, everybody. This is Miles.
You said I just found a little tiny weenie mobile right when I started recording.
Yeah.
Well, like,
I did.
What's up with that?
I did. I was in my kid's toy boxes here, and I was
pants.
Digging
what?
Around and found this little mini Oscar Mayer weenie mobile. It's from Hot Wheels.
Oh, there you go. Wow, that's collector's item. Is mint in the package?
No.
Oh, there you go. Hey, I saw at least part of the 40-year-old version while I was traveling this last week.
Really?
Yeah, it was on. I think I probably missed the first half hour, so.
Yeah. You probably didn't like it, though.
No, it was funny. I thought it was funny.
You liked it. Oh, you liked it.
Yeah, really? I missed the hair.
The waxing?
Yeah, the waxing thing, but.
Yeah.
But it still seemed like I got a lot of the movie, though, because it was on for like an hour, so.
Well, that's good, yeah.
That's why I was asking if your weenie-mobile was mint in the box, because the whole all his collectibles, what I mean?
Right. Well, I'm glad you're keeping up to date with all the new movies. That's good.
That's one of the newer ones, isn't it?
Yeah. It only came out, I think, about 5 years ago, but yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's
well, that's me.
Yeah.
Now, we saw Shrek the Turd this week, Yeah. Struck the Turd, get it?
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, I'm glad you're keeping up. Oh, I'm glad you're keeping up with all the new movies out there, Miles. Keeping up with all the... That one just came out like 2 days ago. I'm surprised you haven't seen it.
You know what? I'm waiting for Pirates to come out.
Yeah, well, Struck the Turd is the turd. It's like the worst one, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah. Save your money, peoples.
Yeah.
Wait for video.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you go to that hidden theater again like you did last year?
No. I thought it's not. That's the dollar or the $2 show now, I guess, because of inflation.
Oh.
No, we went to the real theater and paid real money for a real, you know, not so good movie.
Not good, huh?
No, I mean, compared to the other ones, it was not very good. So.
Yeah. There you go.
And I feel sorry. I didn't realize Justin. I mean, I knew Justin Timberlake was in there, but he plays like this kid, and it's just like it's not like a kid. I don't know. Like it's like, I think he's in his like at least in his late 20s at this point.
Yeah, isn't he?
Yeah, he sounds like a little kid. Hey, Shrek, what are you doing? You know, like I was like, which one was Justin Timberlake? And my wife's like, oh, he was the little kid. Oh, okay. I was like, okay, whatever.
He was Princess Fiona.
Yeah, could have been.
Yeah,
could have been. That was just.
Isn't he hosing Cameron Diaz anyway? Or is
I think he was. Yeah,
he was. Wasn't he hosing her for a while or something?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Now I got to lower my voice, so you know I don't sound like a little kid.
Shrek, let go of the ball.
Shrek, what are you doing? No, it just wasn't very funny. I mean, it had its moments, but there are few and far between. No, I was like, now compared to most movies, it was better than average, but compared to the Shrek movies, it was the worst one. So,
compared to Chocolat.
Compared to Chocolat, yeah.
Chocolat.
So yeah, I was doing that. There you go, keeping up to date.
Yeah.
So what if I haven't seen 40-year-old version? Come on. Did you take the kids to see that, did you? 40-year-old Virgin?
No, but I rented... I haven't watched it yet, but I just rented Snakes on the Plane, and they begged me to watch it. They're like, Dad, please let us watch it. I'm like, I don't think so. I don't.
Gotta get these motherfucking snakes off
snakes
this motherfucking
and, I haven't watched it yet, but they're begging
Dad,
me. Dad, please, Dad.
Samuel L. Jackson's the bomb.
We like him. Yeah.
Why can't you be more like Samuel L. Jackson, Dad?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Because he's so damn cool. Man.
That's true.
He's so damn cool. He is.
So you gonna let him watch it or what?
No, my wife, okay. Interceded on that.
You were gonna let him, and then your wife said no.
Well, they're like, Dad, we've seen Jurassic Park. Well, yeah you have.
Yeah, about a million times they saw Jurassic Park.
They have seen it a million times.
I love the part where the guy gets bit in half by a dinosaur.
Yeah, I like that, Dad. That's funny, huh?
I don't know. Yeah, better.
Snakes on a Plane, huh?
Yeah, they wanted to watch it. Like, yeah, well, maybe it'll be on.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, yeah, whatever. Let's pop it in. What the hell? And I also got Black Snake Moan as well. Yeah. I'll pop that one in.
Black Snake Moan. I'm not sure what that's about.
That's got Samuel L. Jackson in it. Let's watch that one, too.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's just Sam Jackson. Oh, okay, he's in that.
No, that's the one with Christina Ricci and Samuel L. Jackson, and he changed it to a radiator. Yeah, the whole thing.
I did not see that one.
Yeah, I'm keeping up to date on all the best movies, 40-Year-Old Virgin, and so forth. Let me see my list of best movies, 40-Year-Old Virgin. It's like autobiographical or something. I don't know why you're so attached to that movie.
I'd say one thing to the guy, and he's all set up. Fuck it. All right. I'm coming after you now, man.
Like, all right, so.
One thing, man.
Anyway. Have you seen RV? No, I haven't seen RV. Stupid-ass RV.
I have a copy of that. Would you like me to
You got a bootleg?
No, I bought it. Oh. Would you like me to send it down to you, you cheap
no,
ass?
No, that's right. I'm not going to watch that movie.
Oh, it doesn't have any French dialogue in it, so I won't watch it.
Yeah, where is the French dialogue?
Yeah, I don't know. You're just, you know.
It doesn't have French subtitles.
I don't know. Whatever.
So anyway.
Whatever, yeah.
So I had to travel this last week again.
You traveled.
I'm a traveling man. Right. Mm-hmm. Unlike Ricky Nelson. Mm-hmm. I'm a traveling man.
Yeah.
Beat a lot of stuffs.
The only way you're traveling is from the living room to the bathroom. Come on.
Come on. Okay, Sam Jackson.
Come on. That wasn't Sam.
Who used the last of the motherfucking toilet paper in the motherfucking bathroom?
Who used the last of the damn toilet paper?
So. That'd be hilarious if you let your kids watch that movie and they just talk like him the whole time.
You actually let my kids watch it and then have them do like a movie review next week.
I like it where the snakes bit the Chinese guy. And the guy and girl were doing something in the bathroom or something.
The Mile High Club? I don't know.
Yeah.
Mom, where's my motherfucking cornflakes? Who took... Yeah. The goddamn sugar bowl.
You know how they say that in France?
Le sugar, le bowl. I don't know, man. I didn't go to IHOP.
Yeah, that dude's cool, man. Mm-hmm. So you're traveling.
So I was traveling. So I was at Tantera, down at Lake Ozarks, Lake of the Ozarks there. Mm. Beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. And, I was there for, better part of a week, but.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know. Is there no better place to go in Missouri? I don't know. You know what I mean?
You tell me.
You tell me. The place is just packed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's packed with people. It's just like crazy.
Rednecks looking for something to do this weekend?
Yeah,
Come on down.
I got mini golf.
Rent your own damn speedboat.
That's it. I love my room. It was part of work, and so there were several people there. And so I'm like, you know, hey, where are you at? Because we're never bunched together, you know what I mean? Yeah. We're like all over the place. And then I was in the new building. I got lucky and made it into the new building. But whenever I walk in, the curtains are all, you know, you walk into the hotel room, the curtains are always open.
Yeah.
I'm looking out at the mini golf course, right out my window, right there.
Hey, I'm looking at that fat woman's looking at us.
That's right. Ooh, ooh. So,
man, and then close the curtains
And then they're like, you know, they're like up higher. Or they're looking at the lake, you know. I'm like, well, I got a good view of the fifth hole.
I guess I'll go take a shower now.
Yeah, really.
You can picture my fifth hole there.
Nice. So.
Hey, kids, look at this.
Although the guy that I was with, rode with, he was out in what they call the estates, where you're in like these little cabins.
Who wants to see the puppet show?
Come yeah. You guys ever hear of a Broadway show? Well, it's off Broadway. Mm-hmm.
So your friend's at the estates or something?
He's in the estates, and so basically had to drive everywhere. I could walk and get around, you know. He had to drive everywhere.
You're at hole five, and he's at the estates.
Yeah, he's at the estates.
I'm guessing he's looking out his windows. There's, like, ducks and geese on a pond or something.
No, he's just looking at trees, basically. It's out in the woods, basically.
You're looking at, like, middle-aged people playing golf.
I closed the curtains as soon as I got in there. I never opened them up again. I closed them and I did not open them again.
It's Sasquatch.
My boss got on the lake and he had a deck and everything. So.
Yeah. Oh yeah, of course. Well, you want a daiquiri, Bob? You want to come over here for a daiquiri?
Come on over. Mm-hmm.
Would you like a Fresco?
He was he was smoking cigarettes out of those long, skinny, whatever.
Bob, come over here. It's beautiful.
So anyway, the silly thing was, Lake of the Ozarks is now, it used to be, I've been going, I had to go for these things for over the years, and it used to be kind of all mom and pop kind of restaurants whenever you went, you know?
Right.
And some were fancy and some were not, and it has a reputation down there for being kind of, in the summertime especially, being a big haven for people to go and just get drunk on a lake, basically.
Uh-huh. Right.
They shouldn't call it Lake of the Ozarks, they should just call it Drunk on the Ozarks, you know what I mean?
Because
right. That's what everybody does. And so they have all these really interesting restaurants like around the edge of the lake with all these kind of funny names and so forth. You know, Hooters is something that's kind of mainstream, right?
Sure.
So they have other ones like the Horny Toad, mm-hmm. right? You know, the Laughing Clown. Just odd local names. So on the last day, we're getting ready to head out, and the funny thing is that I was talking to this lady, and she's not. I don't work with her per se, like in any kind of. We don't work at the same place. But I'm gonna do some work for her, right? She's kind of a client, I guess, in a way. And so she's asking me, well, what are you going to do for lunch at the end of this thing? And I said, I don't know. I think we're going to head back. She's like, and then she starts to say, well, we're all going to go to lunch. And then she realizes the name of the restaurant kind of mid-sentence.
The Hidden Chlamydia
Crotch. Yeah.
Come on down to Chlamydia Crotch.
We're going to, come on down to Mammogram Bay. But but the name of the – she goes, well, we're going to go –
The Labia Lounge?
No, not Labia Lounge.
Wasn't the Labia Lounge.
So, and she's like, and she kind of hesitates for a second, and I'm like, uh-huh. Yeah. And she's like, well, we're going to go to that. Have you ever heard of a place called Peckers?
Oh. I think this was an invitation already.
I don't know if it was an invitation or not, but anyway, there's a restaurant bar called Peckers. Like, you know, Hooters and Peckers, you get it, you know?
Oh, I've heard of it. Have you seen it?
Yeah, have you? So, anyway, I go, well, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But it was just so funny to see that she gets to the point of her sentence. Yeah, it was funny.
She's like, was this like an old lady, like really old?
No, she wasn't old. She's a little older than me probably, but she's not terribly old, you know.
When she was like, you know, it's dirty.
It's dirty. It's well, no, I figured she was older. She'd just say it, whatever. It's called balls.
Balls. Something about tongue my balls or something. You want to go to tongue my balls?
So it's just funny because they name these things, you know, kind of like
so
that.
So did you go to Peckers? Or
no, actually, I've been to Peckers before, but I didn't go this time.
Bet you have, but she hadn't, though, huh?
Yeah.
Did she visit the fifth hole?
I kept the curtains closed.
The fifth hole.
But no, Peckers, yeah. I've been there before, but no, I did not go this time. But I thought it was funny, you know, because it's like, I would never go there if I was going to ask somebody who was kind of a client to go, well, you want to go to lunch? Let's go to Packers.
Yeah. You know
what I mean, let's just go to Boobies. I mean,
okay.
Yeah, there used to be a sandwich place called Boobies down at college.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Everybody loved to say it. Let's go to Boobies.
Yeah. Yep.
So yep. No, I just thought it was funny. It was just kind of a weird deal. You know what I mean?
Got invited out to Packers. There you go.
Yeah, I got invited out to Packers. Which, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't go, but.
But you thought about it.
Oh yeah. Well, I was hungry. You know. Yeah. I ended up eating at Sir Winston's.
Sir Winston's.
Actually, sir, I ate in Fulton, Missouri, which, you know, it holds a lot of, is near and dear to your heart.
Right.
Because of the, you know, the piece of the wall they have there and everything.
The famous Iron Curtain speech.
Famous Iron Curtain speech, and we ate at Sir Winston's with pictures of Sir Winston Churchill everywhere. It was just kind of sickening, if you ask me, but that's where we ended up stopping.
There you go.
I would say that you probably have more memories about Fulton and seeing that because I shot a piece of video of your dog in the middle of your Fulton footage, if I recall one time. So, remember that?
You used up pretty much all my battery. I'm filming like the Today Show or something in your apartment, I think.
Yeah. I did.
For whatever reason, I'm not quite sure why you did that for, but you to be an asshole. Because I got the Fulton, I want to shoot some video, and I've got like no battery left. I'm like, huh.
I was like watching the morning shows, and then I was shooting pictures of your dog, and
which at my camera.
Yeah, your camera. Yep. Oh, I thought it was funny. I just thought it was a funny thing to do. I don't know why.
Yeah, it was funny.
Well, you ate all the goddamn brownies.
That's true.
Oh, and the fiddle fiddle. Yes, thank you very much. Thank you, honey. He ate. You ate all of the fiddle fiddle.
Yeah, I did.
I mean,
anxiety.
It was kind of like
a lot of anxiety.
It was one of those situations. Well, where's that box of fiddle fiddle I bought? And you're like, oh no! And it was like, oh god! Last handful comes out.
I had all this shit on my face. You know,
You're like all over the brownies. You acted like some kind of Saturday morning cartoon character, the Brownie Bandit. Robbie Rotten on on Lazy Town. Brownies and fiddle faddle. Yeah, exactly. You're like all over it.
I might have. I don't know.
Your face is like just look like it's plastered. You have brownies and fiddle faddle all over it.
And it needs some help with some digestion. It needs some roughage.
I don't think that's the kind of roughage you needed.
Yeah.
You're like, those Cavaricci's are about ready to blow.
Yeah. Yep.
Ooh, fiddle fiddle. So, yeah. So suppose it was kind of fair to blow your taping there. Although the battery must have been pretty shitty because I don't remember, like, shooting for a half an hour or anything.
You shot quite a bit of your.
Well, what? Where were you at?
No.
That's true. Now that your dog has died, aren't you glad you got footage of your dog?
I don't think there was any of the dog. I think you just shot the Today Show. I think you could zoom in and out.
No, I'm pretty sure I shot the dog because it was laying there with me on the couch. So.
I think
I shot the dog's butt. Was like the big funny thing I did.
Don't think so. No.
Well, I got some few minutes of the dog's butt.
I don't remember that.
Oh, you don't remember that? Okay. No. Yeah, I don't recall that or any fiddle faddle being on the premises.
I might have eaten your stupid fiddle. I think I gave you back some fiddle faddle, didn't I? Like, give you back something.
I think you tried to make peace with the fiddle faddle by bringing some at one point, and it was too late. I think you got the.
The damage had been done. Yeah.
I think you got the little tiny box.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
You know, you got the little tiny box. We had like the Monster Sam's box of fiddle faddle. It's all gone.
Who's been
eating the fucking fiddle faddle?
I'm trying to do my Sam Jackson. I don't have a good Sam Jackson. I'll have to do my bad Jimmy Stewart. Say now, who's been eating this cotton picking fiddle faddle for crying out loud here? Mary! Bert Nardi, you ate it! Mr. Gower, did you eat it?
Yeah, fiddle faddle.
Sorry. Fuck.